I was going to get a strip club at my birthday. I was going to do my party in a strip club. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get dancers, but I'm going to be the main event.
Do the entrance. Mm-hmm.
Do the entrance.
What happened?
Star stripper.
I've been told I have to cancel that idea. It's not happening.
Why? Insurance?
What? No, just
insurance.
Love interest.
I feel like they
love interest.
Have special
I definitely do need a short. Listen, I'm going to need a shorts for that.
I feel like you need special insurance to remove your clothes in the car.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 182 of the Tutus podcast. I am Nana.
And I'm Ro.
And together we are
Tutus.
Welcome, Courtney, again.
With visuals this time. With visuals.
Well, that's during lockdown when we had the episode.
Yeah, on Zoom.
And it was Zoom, the ghetto times.
2020.
I'm bad at this.
I don't know.
I know it was lockdown.
Yeah, it was locked down.
It's a different kind of vibe. We needed you here. We needed the people to see your face. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To see the aura.
I know. What episode was that?
It was less than 100 episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe like 30 something, 40 something.
Wow. That was early on.
Now you lot are on
182.
Oh my God.
Guys!
Not the sigh.
It's great.
Listen, it's not been easy.
Let's rejoice. It's great. It hasn't been easy though. It's like a, you know, it's like a friggin' job.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
How you doing though? How am I feeling?
How you doing? How you feeling?
How am I doing? I'm doing all right. I am extremely tired.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. I am PMSing like hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all of the energy is really being used up in the body.
You're right.
But we move. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. I woke up today. I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it feels right.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the right time.
It is.
So yeah, man.
Yeah.
We love that. How are you?
I'm tired. Why are you tired? Let's get into why you're tired.
It's Mercury retrograde. Why is everyone is
actually
tired?
I think it must be something. Maybe, but I've been pillow talking till 7 a.m. a week. That's
your business, bro. Well, because
I did it till 4 a.m. yesterday. I had a bit of extra
sleep.
That's
a bit crazy. Why can't you do that in the daytime? Is that like why do people pillow talk until? Why do we do this? Because we've all done it. Why do we do it? Sorry, I'm looking at you, Talia. Talia's here.
Talia's here.
Talia is here.
Guys, you said we were going to pretend.
I know, but she's there. I can't ignore her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's actually opposite.
She's right opposite me. But yeah, why do we pillow talk until?
I think it's the excitement.
In it?
I think it's the
in
excitement.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Do you remember what David Beckham said about Victoria Beckham in the beginning? They were pillow talking.
Yeah, and he had matches to be playing. You know,
and now they're married. Training.
You getting married soon or?
No.
Oh,
not
okay.
Soon.
Was that
No, not soon. Oh. No, listen.
Is that how it was for you in the beginning?
Me and my girlfriend's beginning was a bit different.
Yeah, because you were friends.
Our pillow talking wasn't pillow talking. It was more like our normal conversations that we had started to like have a different energy. And then it was like we were talking more. Like things that I wouldn't usually call her about, all of a sudden I was calling her about. So we just found ourselves talking more rather than pillow talking. And then we started pillow talking.
Right.
Was it weird like going from
was it a surprise?
More platonic to more... Was it like, oh, I could tell you...
Yeah, like how did that switch up? Because I always say like, how come if it's like not in the beginning where you lot see each other, you're like, oh, like... I like you. How does that go from like friendship to like switch up and like, ooh, I fancy you?
Okay, so what happened? So we used to work together. And when we worked together, I think we were in such different stages in our lives. I don't think we even saw each other as a potential. Like at the time, she was very much, well, she thought she was straight and she was dating men. She was in a long-term relationship with a man. I was in a relationship. I was with a girl who had a baby. I was basically a stud father.
Steady.
How old was the baby?
The baby was like, at the time, under one.
Oh, you was a real steady.
Yeah.
And this is when I was like 21, like 22. Yeah.
That's crazy.
When I was young.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So I viewed her as way younger than she was, even though she was a year younger. Because she was doing the things that you're meant to do, going to uni and everything. And I was here trying to support family on my Apple wage. So
we
were in completely different phases in our life. And then we stayed like in contact when we moved. When we moved from Apple and stuff. And then we bumped into each other one night at a club. And then that's where our friendship kind of rekindled. And she was flirting with me at the time. But straight girls flirt with me all the time. So I didn't take it as anything as like, oh, she's drunk. Like, we haven't seen each other in a long time. She's flirting, whatever, whatever. So we just stayed friends. And then as time passed, people started saying things like, oh, you know, like you and T, like there's something going on.
Yeah.
He's like, no, what are you talking about? No, there's nothing going on. And then as time went on, we kind of couldn't ignore it ourselves. It was like, you know what? There is probably something going on. Because like we wanted to spend more time with each other. Yeah. I would go stay at her house. I was meant to stay over just for a night. Next thing, I want to stay there for 3 days.
Oh, like, child. Oh. You home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, we realised that, like, something was going on, but we was never in a position to, like, explore it. Even when we, like, sometimes felt her energy, it would be like, she was seeing someone or I was seeing someone. Yeah. So it was just like...
Timing.
The timing wasn't right. And then eventually the timing aligned and she tried to slip it into conversation one day that we was talking about something. She was like, yeah, all my friends now fancy you. And I was like,
oh.
Do you know what? Yeah, people will do that. They throw the friends in.
And like, to be fair with me, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Because with me, I'm shy.
Yeah.
So if you wait for me to make the first move, it's probably going to take a really long time. Yeah.
What's your star sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, there's another Libra.
Yeah, Libras are shy, you know. Huh? Yeah, really, we're shy.
Okay.
Is that not? I feel like we are.
Yeah, I think Libras are shy.
We're confident, but we're shy.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I think, mix. Mm. But so once she slipped that in there, I was like, oh, okay. And then it kind of just
happened.
Yeah. One day it happened and then we were inseparable.
Yeah, until today. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm thinking that this is probably going to be the first queer wedding that I'm
going
to go to.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I messaged you and you was like, okay, buy the ring then. I was like,
innit?
No, guys, you don't understand. She wants... Her description for the kind of ring she wants is that she wants it to knock things over.
That seems pretty big. That's a lot of money.
She wants it to knock things over. She wants it to be like she'll be reaching for something. Yeah. And the table will just
Do you know
crash.
What? And then you're going to get it for her. And the thing is, you're going to get it for her.
I have no choice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When we're talking about wedding, let's just...
Okay,
let's calm down a little bit. Yeah,
but it's still going to be the first one we go to because no one else is anywhere.
No one else is...
Actually, no, like there are a few. Sorry, there's a few.
There are
the ones that have just had baby. I don't want to mention names, but
yeah.
Actually, are they engaged?
Not that I know.
Oh, maybe they make that up.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
they could be.
Okay. I feel like they're engaged. If not, get engaged.
I feel.
If not, get engaged.
I feel like it would make sense to them.
Yeah.
They might happen before.
But I think, okay, that's all I can think of right now.
I'm just saying that none of us in the lads are anywhere near.
No. Engaged.
Fucking hell. No.
Committed.
We're still on the pavement.
Committed. No. All of you.
There's no
committed.
Is anyone committed?
No.
No.
None of us are
committed. Well, one is kind of committed.
Kind of.
The one that went on a date this week. To go and repair things.
That's not in a relationship. I don't know what you're talking about.
But they're kind of. They're going to get there.
Okay.
Nana's not convinced, child. Not. I've got faith. I've got faith in you. You see, your true friend is. I got faith in you.
Until I see a relationship, they're together. That's when I'll, you know, okay. I'll, you know, manage my expectations.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But anyway, Stazzy's love.
Why do you
love.
Think you lot are still on the street?
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
You think this is a therapy session? What's wrong with you?
Sorry, that's the podder jumping out.
Right?
Why do you think you're on the streets?
I just haven't met somebody that I like. Oh, this is going to sound bad, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're meeting people. Like. Now she's telling them she doesn't like them.
Someone that you like.
Do you know what? Like enough.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, because I do be like,
yeah.
People gonna be thinking, what the fuck? Yeah. But I like them, but not enough. No one has really grips me. Do you know what I mean? I need someone to
you need the
grab,
love to drapes you,
drapes yeah, me, yeah, 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 fling yeah, yeah, me onto the yeah, wall. Yeah, 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 do you know what I mean? That's what I need the love to do. I need that attraction to do that to me. Mm. It hasn't done that to me. Why are you still on the pavement?
I feel like you fall in love every week.
I do.
So
I can't say I haven't liked anyone enough.
Yeah.
But they always show their madness. So I do fall in love every 2.5
seconds.
Do you think that
you show it, them showing, you meeting mad, all these mad people means that you might be mad as well?
Absolutely.
You are what you attract.
One of them we have like a Whitney and Bobby kind of relationship, but it's not without the violence. That's without
the
violence.
And without the crack.
And without the
and without the crack. Okay. Without the crack.
Yeah.
And without the violence. But we have like a, it's finished now, but we had that.
Like really
and
toxic.
Yeah, we had a toxic relationship. Yeah. And and obviously there was New York Bay, but she's in New York, it kind of fizzled. And That's all I'm going to talk about right now.
that's the reason why. Her reasons are completely different to mine, but yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
we studies love. Studies love. SNL, let's get into it. So what is it? What is the event?
Okay, Studs Need Love 2, SNL 2. It's basically a love letter to my masks. Mm. That's what it is. It's a love letter to Studs. It's a love letter to mass presenting, non-gender conforming people, basically. Mm. Because I just feel like we're never thought of, and it jars me. Yeah. Like, I really do feel jarred sometimes when I go into certain spaces, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right, but no one thought about my experience when they was putting this together. No one thought about what it was like for me or my friends to be in this space. And I want that for us. I want for us to be in a space with the people that we love and we care about, but to know that we were thought about first. We weren't afterthought.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like even like a lot of the queer events that are about now, that no shade to them, but we are afterthought for like all of them. Do you know what I'm saying? Even if you look at the like pictures for the events, you're gonna see like sexy femmes there first before you see the mask babes and things like that. And even if you see the mask babes, they're kind of like the softer one, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, it's definitely. And I think that a lot of people are looking forward to going.
Do you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Like, it was one of those things where I was thinking about doing it for a long time, and because of my imposter syndrome, I kept giving myself excuses not to do it, and putting things in my own way. And then this year came around and I was like, nah, fuck it. Like, I'm going to do it. Mm. And I feel like the energy that has already built around it is the kind of energy that I want to feel in the building. Like, I feel like people already feel seen just by the existence of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's coming. And that's what I love, because I feel like, again, why shouldn't we have something that's centered around us? Yeah. I feel like people haven't done it because they're like, oh, if I do it, maybe people won't come. It's more difficult.
You have to do it. You don't know until you do it. Yeah.
Like, you know, studs don't get along, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff. And I'm like,
we're not in 2011 anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I think we've definitely moved on from like, some clubs. Being in being in the club and screwing each other. I think we've definitely like moved on from that. Like that childish behaviour. We've all grown up. So I think it's great that you're doing this event. I think it's great that we're celebrating studs or masculine presenting women. I think often we are ignored. Often we're not seen as the prize. And as I said before, I am a prize.
I'm absolutely.
Do you know what's crazy as well? Like, what I really like about this, the femmes are rattled. I really, really enjoy that they are rattled.
Like, oh,
they're saying, "Oh, I'm gonna come as a stud as well."
Babe, you're not a stud. Relax.
This is not about you. Every like, day. Relax. Kind of thing.
The femmes are really wanting to come and cosplay, and I'm like, I mean, that's not what it's for.
Just come in it.
Like, yeah, I was like,
they think this is dress up. Like, this is.
I think they do.
Look at that one over there nodding her head.
I think they do.
Do they think it's fancy dress?
I think they do. But yeah, that's not what it's for. I mean, do you?
They're welcome, like, though. Obviously.
No.
Yeah, if you want to come and do that, that's fine. But
no, it's not. Don't come and do that.
Even like, people who might be in a situation, their babes are saying that how this is like a stomping ground for finding a stud. So it's like the femmes, this is like a
go
shopping, pick out your stud. And if you do pick up, make sure you buy them a drink as well, please.
Yeah,
pick out
your studs. That part.
And yeah.
Listen.
I don't really start buying the femmes drinks, not this one.
Listen, the drinks will be buy a stud a drink, get one free.
Mm. Oh, perfect.
But that also goes for your friends. So if you're in a group of studs and you want to buy each other a drink, you're gonna buy each other a cocktail, you're gonna get one free. Mm. But also for the femmes. Buy someone a drink. Do you know what I mean? Reach in your pocket.
Yeah, reach that.
Reach down in your pocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Deep and buy a drink. Mm-hmm. But they want to come find their babes, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I've had a lot of femmes in my DMs that you're going to bring out the ones that we don't see.
Yeah.
They think I'm going to bring out all the rare Pokemon. I'm like, listen, if you see the same ones you saw last week,
don't be mad.
Don't be mad. They shouldn't even blame you.
If you see the same ones you saw last week, I'm not come and cry to me.
Do people come to you like just on a random or like just in general? Do they come to you? They're like, oh, where are the studs? Like, not the bait ones. Where's the other ones? Where did they find it? What do you say to them when they say that?
Do you want Courtney to go to their house and find them? Like, what?
They're like, oh, hook me up with, like, I know you know the one. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You've seen me with the same people for about 15
years.
So where am I meant to find them? Like, I don't understand.
Know. They feel like you can pick them out.
I think this event will probably bring a larger group of studs. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I think maybe you'll probably will find some of the ones that you don't see every day or at the other queer events, but also you're going to see the ones that you saw last week.
Yeah, that's of course. Fine. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because me too, I'm the one that you saw last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah, no, because people say that. Honey was saying, oh, they need to bring out some
fresh
new studs.
New sexy.
Yeah, they need to bring.
Yeah, she was like, she's getting some fresh news. I was looking at her like, does she even like studs? She doesn't even date
fresh
studs.
New sexy ones. Fresh new sexy ones.
What is she trying to say, that there's no sexy ones?
She said that she was straight the other day. Anyway, whatever, yeah.
Are there no sexy studs or what?
Is she trying to say the studs that are around are not sexy?
Nah.
Does it annoy you, yeah, when people compare like British studs to the Americans?
But what ways do they compare us?
They said that they're more saucy.
Did they say that?
The girlies.
Did they say that?
Yeah, there was a whole discussion on Twitter one time. Really? Yeah.
Where did they go?
And they were just like, yeah, all the nice ones are all in America. There's no nice studs here.
Do you know what? I'll give them that. They are good looking, but are they saucy?
Saucy?
Is different to good looking. I'm sorry.
No offense to American listeners.
No offense. No offense.
Yes, no offense to American listeners.
It's two different.
It is very different.
It's like, two different things.
When I went to New York, I'm just saying.
American studs, I feel like I think Americans and the British people's dress sense in general is just very...
The dress is different. They dress American. They dress American.
They do, exactly. It's very, very different.
They dress American. They like the femmes are going to be wearing some boots.
The studs are going to be in like blazer with the...
The blazers with the polo. Yeah, they love a blazer. Oh, yeah. There's one I'm thinking about now. I see on Instagram.
Fedora.
You know what? I will say that American studs, they like to have their breast out a lot more than us.
What's going on?
The studs, innit?
They
love a bit of tit tape.
Ah, when I was watching, what's that show again?
The blazer with the no sports bra, just like open.
Yeah, I don't think... Do you know, I've seen that one or two people do it here. But like,
I've never even seen that.
They must be foreign though. I haven't seen them since, so they must be foreign.
Like, they must be from Manchester.
But that is why I think that's wild dressing.
I couldn't imagine just wearing just a blazer like with nothing underneath.
It gives strip club.
Do you know what they were? That one I did it. She's a stripper, isn't she?
Yeah.
The one I did it.
Maybe because they have strip culture. I need strip club culture. We don't have that here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We don't have that.
I don't want to. If you want your breast, have your breast out. But obviously, we're just not used to dressing with the breast out like that.
Yeah. That's just not our style.
Yeah. We don't.
It's like when I went to Sweet Heat and I saw the wet t-shirt competition. The stud was
swinging the.
Yeah.
Bouncing the titties.
There was two. One had some big breasts, and the other one had like some little itty bitty ones, and.
Maybe we need to free our breasts more. Maybe.
I mean, they were doing it for the coins. I think there was like a $500 reward for the winner. There was a femme that she had shirt. Her boobs were nice, but she was out from the first round. She had the nicest boobs, actually.
Studs have nice boobs, though.
But it was. But I think it was different that some studs came up to do that, basically. So everyone was like encouraging them. And then the winner. Yeah.
But you're going to do a striptease, not a striptease.
I've been told them it's cancelled now. I can't do that. I wanted to do for my birthday. Yeah. I was going to do a striptease as my entrance on my birthday.
Yeah.
For your birthday?
Mm-hmm. Mask stripper.
Where? At an event?
Yeah, her party.
I was going to get a strip party. Club at my birthday. I was going to do my party in a strip club. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get dancers, but I'm going to be the main event.
Do the entrance. Mm-hmm.
Do the entrance.
What happened?
That stripper.
I've been told I have to cancel that idea. It's not happening.
Why? Insurance?
What? No, just
insurance.
Love interests.
I feel like love interests.
I definitely do need insurance. Listen, I'm going to need insurance for that.
To remove your clothes.
But how is that gonna be like? Can you set the scene for us? So just so we know, we're not gonna have it anymore. So I think we should just have a visual.
But what if this love interest goes?
What you're gonna do?
So what I was gonna do is
and what you're gonna wear.
Genuine
well.
Is gonna be my entrance.
Pony
is gonna be my entrance.
Oh, I hate that song.
And I can't think of anything that's more strippy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But not like sexy red strippy. I need like R&B strippy.
Yeah.
And so entrance. Da 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 da. And then I'm going to have to wear ballet. My face cannot be shown.
What's the point? Ballet
because people are going to put it on Instagram. It's okay if you know that it's me, but my face doesn't need to
don't
be there.
Yeah.
So because you're going to stop on Instagram. Fair. So I'm going to wear ballet. And do you remember like back in the day, Carter the Body, them trousers they'd be wearing?
I remember
when
she actually came here.
Yeah. Did you go to that event?
Dogstar. I was there. Yeah, I was there.
How was it?
Was it a bit easy for me?
Yeah.
Okay, Fez.
It was
easy for me. Fez. So, yeah, I was going to do my Carter the Body type leather trowel.
Right.
Okay. And then I was going to rip it off.
Uh-huh. With the like poppers, the one with the poppers.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, okay, the pip-pips, yep. Disco. And I was going to have, I'm not going to wear no thongs or something like that. I just can't do that one. But I would do like leather boxers underneath. Yeah. Whatever, yeah, them
okay,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my performance is going to last about 3 minutes.
That's a long time.
That's long.
Yeah, it is. I was going to perform a whole song. I was going to go to pole classes. Yeah. I found a mask pole class that I was going to go to.
Where did you find that?
From Instagram. I asked really my girl, and she was like, she sent me somebody. And yeah, I might still go to the classes though.
Because I feel like everyone's doing pole now, I can't lie.
Yeah, I might go because
I'm on my Instagram, someone new is doing pole.
Yeah. We even got invited to one, you know.
Did we?
Yeah, I opened the email. Nice. But we got invited to one. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's in Hackney.
You need a lot of strength as well. Yeah, like to be flipping your body upside down and it's not a game.
It's like a sport.
So that was the plan.
That's
but
really
it's
sad
not really
that we're not gonna see that anymore.
I mean, you could do. You can still do it another time.
You're gonna have to do it privately, aren't you?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be a private show. Yeah.
You could do it for like the 200th episode.
Oh, that's soon. I don't think she's quite ready yet. Do you know what I mean? She still needs to go
to the pull-ups. Need some lessons.
Can you do pull-ups?
I can do all of 1.5.
I can't do no fucking
pull-ups. I'm heavy. Yeah, I feel like I'm heavy.
Yeah, I'm heavy. I'm definitely heavy.
I can't.
I'm like 8 kg. I think I'm like 82. I was 82 kg.
He's 82.
I got weighed last.
I am 95 kg.
I'm 70.
I'm too heavy. I can't be fully. I can't pull myself.
I don't think people realize how much strength you actually need to pull your own
yourself. Yeah, yeah. So do you know what? Yeah, this is obviously I'm not being jealous, I'm no shade, but yeah, people that do pull-ups, like the girls that do pull-ups, they always have featherweight.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, featherweight. Yeah, that's how you pull yourself, and it was like bare short. Yeah,
or they're using like the resistance band.
That's cheating.
I can do probably two if I start like right at the beginning. Yeah. Whenever I try to do a pull-up, it's always like towards the end of my thing where I'm just like, oh, let me.
Nah,
I can only do it on Jean's thing, and it's I don't think that's real. Because like, you know she's the got thing, to swing on her door.
Okay.
And pull up on the door. And I can do that one, but not the one in the gym, child.
It's still real. That's real.
Is it real? Because why is it? Why can't I do it in the gym then?
You might be, because it's in the door, yeah, mm-hmm. your hands may be in a specific way that when you're in the gym, you're putting them in a different.
Yeah, I think so.
If you put them in the exact same position in the gym that you've done in the doorway, you could probably do it.
Yeah.
And then also like your distance between the floor and the handlebars is probably different, so it's just a bit harder.
Yeah,
you're putting yourself higher up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't even tried jeans, so I don't want her door frame to break. So
I'm not trying to put one of those in my house because when the entire
just forget it, just forget it.
When the entire wall comes down on me,
just forget it. Oh,
that
God.
Is hilarious. No, but we're looking forward to coming to Studsley, love, because I think it's going to be an amazing time. I'm really just
is it sold out?
I think we got like last time I checked 8 tickets left.
Guys, we're buying the tickets. Everyone's gonna be there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's gonna be even like stud DJs.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We have an all mass DJ lineup. Right. So
Tanya's laughing.
Sorry, Tanya.
Tanya's face up.
Sorry, babe. Sorry, babe. But yes, we've got all mass DJ lineup. We've got King Gemini, who's a trans man. We've got Malika Green, we have Radio DJ, and we have Charlie Valentine. Mm. I wanted to have a lineup that reflected what I'm trying to do for the event. It wouldn't make sense if I'm doing like Stars Need Love 2 and then I've got like Bare Femmes.
And do you know, I do think it is makes sense that you are doing it in particular.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there can be that bravado between people. But you are someone who you just call everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? So like, because you're cool with everyone, everyone's gonna come and everyone's gonna respect the space because they're like, do you know what? She's good vibes. Like, she's respectful all the time.
I love like, that for me.
So I just feel like if anybody's gonna do it, it has to be you. It wouldn't slap if anyone else did it.
It
has to be you to do it because, yeah. And I just feel like you, in terms of like Stud London, people could think of Courtney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not Stud London. Not me being
there. In terms of like just. If you're gonna, for example, if you're gonna go on Instagram, it's like, oh, how do I find a stud? They'll probably go on your page. People do that, you know.
People go through the followers.
People go through people's followers to look for people, to find like mutuals or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do definitely think it's gonna be you because there's a certain DJ on that lineup. If I see them on lineup, I don't go to the events, but I'm coming to this event regardless of them being on the lineup.
I love that for you. Yeah. I love that I can bring that about because I do feel like I've had my own journey, like with like ridding myself of the things that I learned coming into the scene. Like I think we even spoke about it when we done our last pod years ago. And I think the older I get and the more like I unlearn toxic traits and I step more into like just who I am naturally, mm-hmm. I feel like I draw people in, but I feel like I draw them in a way that like they kind of are liberated from their own toxic shit. Mm. And it's like, I want everyone to come to the event and feel like you can leave all that stuff at the door. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, even if you see someone you don't like, you can say, you know what, for tonight, yeah. like, fuck it, yeah, it's yeah, not yeah, about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I want people to be in a space where, yeah, like, you might see someone who fucked with your ex before, you might see that person who, like, originally you lot didn't have, had issues or whatever it might be, but for tonight, for this evening, it's not about that.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
not important. Yeah. Like, in the grand scheme of things, half of the shit that, like, we beef over, we bicker over. First of all, half of the time it's over a femme.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's never about what we've done directly yeah. to each other. Mm-hmm. It's always it's over always indirect. Some he said, she said yeah. that them started. No shame. Mm-hmm. right. And yeah, I just want us to be in a space. And also, I always get studs asking me, how do I make stud friends? How do I make stud friends? How do I make stud friends? Like, I always see you with, like, other studs having a good time. How do I make stud friends? And I know it's difficult, especially because often people are in groups that they've been in for yeah, a long time. Say, do you know what I mean? It's like, well, how do I infiltrate that? Like, if I want to be that person's friend, how do I become their friend without just, like, liking all their stories or saying, like, like your kicks? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I also wanted to...
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And it's funny because I've got a friend, right? She might hate me for saying this, but I've got a friend, I won't say her name. And the way we became friends was she literally followed me on Instagram. And then one night she was like, are you going to so-and-so? I can't remember where we were going. And she was like, are you going? And then I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, cool, I want to come with you. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But originally I was like,
yeah, because we
yeah, were, but people, like, yeah.
I was like, this is weird. And she's from up north, so she's not even from London.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's probably why as well.
She, yeah. Like, so she came from up north. Oh, wow.
And I remember she drove down from up north, and all of my friends were being weird about it because they was like, you don't know her. Yeah, what is she crazy? And I was like, guys, like, let's allow it, innit? Yeah. Like, she clearly, like, wants to link. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. And we've been friends ever since. Oh, like, literally, that's how we became friends. And that's really difficult for people to do. Most people won't do that. They won't be like, oh, you know what? I really like your vibe. I think we would be good mates. Yeah. So I wanted to create a space where people felt that's encouraged. You know what I mean? Like, SNL too. Like,
it is nice. I think that is nice. Like, sometimes people even DM me as well. And they'll be like, even at the last lick, someone messaged me and was like, oh, can I come with you guys? And you were just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you always bringing strays?
Because you always bring strays.
I get it,
but it is nice that, because we did have, we all had a good time.
We had a good time,
somebody that we didn't know, But, like, it's always like, I remember just a bit wary of people.
And we have stranger danger.
You got to be cautious. Some people are weird. Some people are definitely weird.
A lot of people are weird. Yeah. A lot of people, like, are untrustworthy. And don't get me wrong, like, it's not always, like, rosy, do you know what I mean? Like, you make friends with people and then they do weird shit.
Yeah.
Or you find out that they're not very righted. And it's like, okay. And then you get stranger danger. Like, you don't let people in. You, I keep my circle small. All that stuff. You know what I mean? I keep my circle small. I cut people off quick.
Yeah.
But really and truly, like, we have a lot of life left. Do you know what I mean? So I can't say that between now and, God forbid, like, when I close my eyes,
you'll never make any new
I'm
friends.
Just not going to make any new friends. Do you know what I mean? Or I'm not going to let people in, because there's so many people that we haven't met yet that are going to love us. And I don't think we realise that it's not just a case of partners or sneaky links, like, in friendships as well. Like, you don't know. You might find people that are literally going to change your whole life just by being friends with them. So
Even those friendships, like, I think it's important that we nurture them and don't centre our sexuality around those friendships, because sometimes... Obviously, it's nice that you can speak to people that you can relate to in terms of sexuality and how you present and all that business. But if there's no actual substance there,
Like,
when real life shit happens, like, the friendship is useless. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think that's those friendships we made, well, very early on when we was new to the scene. We didn't have
any friends. Those are kind of friends,
and
yeah.
We wanted to meet gay people. So it was just like, okay, this person's gay. Let me just be their friend. But then as time goes on, you realize that maybe you're not compatible. Maybe, like, there's no, like, deeper level of that friendship. Maybe it's just surface. And then those people got to go.
Yeah. But, you know, I think you should try. I think some people don't try.
Yeah,
people should at least try, because you just never know know like what you can bring out of somebody else.
And you know what I struggled with, yeah, especially like as I've gotten older, is realizing that you can have different friends for different things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not every friendship is going to be the person that you can call when you're, you know, on the floor. Not every friendship is going to be the one where you have deep conversations, where they're going to be, you know, your child's auntie or godmom. Yeah. That's not going to be every friend. Yeah. You're going to have the friends where it's like, yeah, I'll call you for a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, I call you to vent or whatever. Mm. And that is okay. But I went for a period and I was like, well, if I'm not talking to this person every day, they're not my real friend. Mm. Or if this person's not picking up the phone and I'm going through shit, they're not my real friend. Mm. It's like, well, actually, you're just going to, again, cut off your own nose to spite your face.
You've got to be friendless.
If you move like that. Like,
have any friends.
Everyone can only show up in the capacity that they can show up in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everyone can't be a friend how you're a friend or how you expect to be a friend. Because guess what? Like, there's probably people who, if you call me at a certain time, I'm going to pick up. There are other people, if you call me at a certain time, I'm going to be like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that doesn't mean I don't love you or you're my friend, but I'm a different friend to different people for different reasons. So
it's mad because I struggle with that because I think everybody wants it to be the same friend. So like, especially last year, there was bare calls I wasn't answering. There was bare messages I was responding in my own time. And everybody was shouting at me saying I wasn't a good friend last year. I was like,
did you communicate?
I would call them like, oh, sorry, I just don't want to answer the phone. But I was just honest. I would just say, I just don't want to answer the phone. And they just like, I hear that, but they feel like they're somebody that I should be answering the phone to.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, but I think that comes I feel like that comes from past people pleasing though, where I did always answer the phone. So now it's like, I don't people please anymore. It's like, it's a change. But
you gotta put yourself first.
Yeah,
you have to.
Listen, that's me. I put myself
prioritize
first
peace.
Yeah,
and also like I'm someone who like I'll communicate how I feel. So it's like if I feel like you're not being a good friend for whatever reason, we'll have the conversation. Mm. And it doesn't mean that you're gonna give me what I want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's like, if I can understand, okay, you can't show up for me in that capacity. Now I know what category friend to put you in. Now I can shift my expectations of you, and we can still go on being friends. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, sometimes, a lot of times, friendships fail because we don't have that conversation.
Communication.
No communication.
You have an issue, but you're not talking about it.
Oh,
it's so weird. Like,
even like yesterday, I had a friend that we stopped being friends.
Mm.
And yesterday we decided to meet up and hash it out and find out. And when I said there was actually no issue, there's no issue. It's just a lack of communication. Mm. And it was too much listening to what other people are saying. And it's like, if you just came to me, I could have cleared this up.
Mm.
I even had receipts to show.
Oh, let's clear this. Receipts.
We love receipts. Yeah, let's show. Receipt, and it's just, they were just sitting there like, well.
Yeah.
So there's been like roughly two years lot of lost friendship because I didn't open my mouth and communicate. And but whatever happens after that. But one thing about me, I'm gonna have receipts. You're gonna have receipts.
No, I hear it. The thing, but I think when you get older, you just kind of realize like what your standards are, what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept when it comes to friendship. And I'm finally at a place where I'm just like, there's great communication between me and my friends. If something happens, because it's not always going to be rosy, do you know what I mean? But it's about how you deal with it that shows me that you care. Because I feel like if you're coming to me, you want to address this, like something that's happened, that shows that you love me. That's an act of love to me. If you don't, and you're like, oh, you're mute and you don't want to talk about it, I'm going to think you don't love me, that you hate me, you want me dead. So we can't be friends.
I'm always down to have the argument.
Like, yeah, same.
And that doesn't mean we have to get disrespectful. Like, I'm not that kind of arguer, innit? Yeah. It doesn't mean it has to go there. But I'm down for us to disagree. Let's have it out. You tell me your point. I'll tell you my point. And then even if we can't
agree.
Yeah, even if we can't agree on it, at least we know where we stand and we can make a decision on how to move forward.
Yeah,
you get me? Yeah. Whether that be, okay, maybe we can't be friends or we can be friends, but whatever. Have the conversation. I just feel like it's weird when like we move through life expecting people to understand what's going on in our heads.
No one is like, Mystic Meg. Mr. Meg died.
I've just caused myself so much unnecessary trauma and stress because I was expecting people to know exactly what I was feeling and what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And then that's why people always say, oh, Courtney, like, everyone always knows what you feel. Like, you wear your heart on your sleeve.
That's
you
good, though.
Even my friends would be like, shut up, don't say anything. Yeah. I'd be like, I have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Yes. Like, my girlfriend would be like, Courtney, it's not every day.
No, it is every day.
Don't say anything to them. It. Leave them. Let them. And I'm like, no, I have to say something. Because I don't like leaving things on me.
Mm.
Why should I have all this stuff on my chest and the other person is just sitting there, la, la, la.
But what I do find annoying is when you're trying to communicate with somebody and they're not communicating back. Where they're just like, oh, there's no issue. Yes, there is an issue. We can see that. We can feel there's an issue. That's
the big thing.
Pisses me off so much.
So you're lying to me and you're lying to yourself. That pisses me off because you're not being honest.
Yeah. And I think that's what happens a lot of things. A lot of people just brush things under the table, whatever. And
I think that happens when people are non-confrontational, but to a
fault. Yeah. Because like, that's a real thing. That is a I'm getting flashbacks from the conversation.
Like, you're non-confrontational to a fault. Like, you're so non-confrontational, even when you have someone who loves you saying, we can have this conversation, it's all right. Like, this conversation matters. You're like, no.
Yeah. Because I like to talk, Shan. I think Libras like to talk, you know what I'm saying?
We do.
We like to talk about things, you know what I'm saying?
I like to hash things out because energy is really important to me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I feel something, everything is about how I feel and how things make me feel. And if I'm feeling something that is, like, not right, that is negative, my spirit is not settled.
It will weigh on me. The way my emotions weigh on me, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I will literally think about something every day. Until it's resolved, until I've got it off my chest, it will cross my and I won't necessarily talk about it every day.
Yeah,
but it will cross my mind every day until I get it off my chest.
Yeah,
because my feelings are just like they literally are on my sleeve. Yeah. Like, they're heavy.
Choose peace. Let's try this one dilemma.
Oh,
shall
this
we?
Long essay, guys.
Do you know what? I'm actually excited.
Do you know what? I agree when you say don't send the essay because that one's just too
this
long.
One's come too on, long. Guys. They actually sent it in October and they responded the other day saying please come back to this one.
Oh shit!
Sorry, they sent it in October.
Yeah,
wow, and
I think we left it because it was really long. Okay, right. It's terrible. Buckle in, guys.
Oh god, let's get ready
anonymous. Okay, so last year I was talking dating to this girl, but I have trust and commitment issues. It felt like a relationship either way. 2 weeks in knowing each other, we arguing like we have been in a relationship for a long time. When I met her, I told her about my past and I wasn't really on anything. I just wanted to flirt. She let me know she wanted a relationship. I did not at the time. One of her pet peeves is people who lie, but she would constantly lie to me unprovoked and it got to me.
What was she lying about?
Stuff like she was dancing on me or she was in my bed but nothing happened. Probably. Or me going to her house and shorts being left outside of her house.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay. Her lying about kissing her ex to protect me and... her ex said, I don't think you should tell her because it will affect what you have going on. And she listened. That's what the ex said. And she listened. She was intimate, kissing with girls while talking to me. I never was. She always said, me and you are not the same. And I only do stuff as a relationship to what you do. We both hurt each other emotionally. We ended it several times, but we always come back to each other. Anyway, a lot happened in a short time frame. I could go on to cut it short. She ended things in December. She said, okay, you said this in October, so this is last year, December. This is December 2022, because you said this in October 2023. Very good. Okay, to cut it short, she ended things in December. She said from the beginning, she doesn't want to end the year in a situation. But I asked if we could start again in January, and she agreed, and even asked me to go on holiday with her, which I didn't. I saw her in January and the vibe was different. She kissed me differently. She spoke to me differently. I felt her drifting away from me a lot in Jan. Come to find out one day I saw evidence that she was talking to someone else. I asked her if she's dating someone and she denied it. Brackets lied. We went back and forth for hours and then the morning after she told me, we stopped talking in Feb. So you start talking in January, by Feb finished, okay? Because she was talking to somebody else. Okay. It hurt. I was in my healing journey, was doing therapy and met a girl on my healing journey. It was short-lived, but she really showed me how things can actually be healthy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm saying this to say, I reached out to her in June on Snap. She then tells me she's talking to the same person. I said, pardon. Flirting continued. Ugh, I haven't read this much in a long time. Flirting continued. And then I asked, are you talking to this person? Are you dating this person? She said, dating, they are in a relationship. I was like, huh? Once I knew, I kept reminding her, you have a girlfriend. Out of the blue, she wanted me to come down to hers. And I said, no. But then she said, actually, it would be a bad idea. The chemistry was always there. And she said that she believes it's pent up energy. It was weird because I felt like we were in our own bubble for like a month. Like a month had gone by. And I felt like I was in a relationship with her. She let her girlfriend know, but I know for a fact she didn't tell her girlfriend the whole truth. Her girlfriend apparently said, it's cool, we can talk, but of course be respectful. She was saying She was saying she wants me, and I know it's wrong, but I said I want her back. I don't know if that's because she was with the girl, with the first girl I was genuinely intimate with. I don't know if it's because she was the first girl I was genuinely intimate with, if I'm attached or I genuinely miss her because I'm back on my healing journey and not talking to anyone. I do miss what we had when things were good, and I won't lie, I miss kissing her. I want to talk to her, but she's clearly airing me because one of the last things she said made me feel a type of way, and I just want to know what exactly she meant. What should I do?
Find someone else to kiss.
This is ridiculous.
I'm so sorry. This is so toxic. Like, just let it go. Let it go. I feel like there's too many problems in one situation. Just let it go. That was too long. No one send a message like that again. No one send a dilemma like that again.
The girl's got girlfriends. That's it. The girl's got a girlfriend.
Just let it go.
She's obviously airing you because she's got a girlfriend, and she's now choosing to be respectful to her girlfriend. Let it go, babe. She didn't want a girlfriend in the first place, didn't it?
You didn't want a girlfriend. The one that sent it in, she didn't want a girlfriend.
That was so ridiculous. I'm sorry. Way too much happened in that one.
You could have shortened the story.
That story was ridiculous. Yep. Go about your business.
Yeah.
Go about your business. There's way too much.
You don't need to find out anything.
There's way too much to consider. Yeah. There's nothing you need to find out. It's too much higgy haga. A lot of games are being too much.
Emotional cheating and physical cheating is all cheating.
It's all cheating. It's very bad. It's all the same.
Yeah. Anything that's inappropriate is cheating.
You've done something wrong.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah. So I think we've answered it in the short time that it took me to read it.
Yeah.
But thanks for sending that dilemma in. I hope that you continue on your healing journey and don't contact this person because be committed to your healing journey. It doesn't sound like you're committed to your healing journey. And you sent this in October. And you've circled back for us until March.
So it's still happening.
It means that it's still happening, babe. Let it go, hun. Peace.
Choose yourself.
And on that note, we've come to the end of the podcast.
Listen, tell us when Studs Need Love is happening.
This comes out Wednesday, so.
Yeah.
So Studs Need Love 2 will be happening on the 29th of March. It will be at Boundary in Shoreditch. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. If you hit up my Instagram, the link will be there. I mean, by the time this comes out, there'll probably be like 5 tickets left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there'll be none.
Yeah,
but if there are a few, get them quick.
Grab them.
Mm-hmm. Studs pay a little bit less than everyone else because why not?
Soft life, soft life.
We deserve it.
Soft life.
But come love on your friends, find friends, make friends, love on your babes, find the babes, find no babes. Just come and have a good time.
Yeah, period. Come and period. Did you hear that? Find no babes. Did you hear that? Very good. Right.
You never told us why you're in trouble.
Because the person who I'm talking to said that I'm coming to find, I'm going there so femmes can pick me. I'm going there. They were like, this is shopping for studs.
But that's
not your fault. That's not your problem.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. So thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you use hashtag Tooties Podcast and Conversation on Twitter. Make sure you rate us on podcast, on Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. Like, comment, subscribe. And until next week, peace.